So I wanted to do a follow-up giving you 10 different authentic Gregorian chant sources for your own spiritual protection. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is a video in response to another video that I did with Dr. Dan Schneider from Spiritual Warfare Q&A, where he talked about that authentic Gregorian chant affects the demons differently than if it's sung by professionals or lay people or things like that. So we're talking about vowed people to God, monks and nuns, essentially. And so I wanted to find that. Now, when you go and try to find that, it's hard to find because these are monks and nuns. They don't have professional studios. They don't upload to YouTube and TikTok. They don't have easy to find sources, at least not most of them, although the last one is absolutely incredible. It's an entire app with thousands of Gregorian chants from authentic to authentic communities. We're going to go through this briefly because your time is valuable. So let's talk about this. So the first one is clearcreekmonks.org. They are in, let me see where they are. So Benedictine community belonging to the Solemnis congregation founded in 1999 in the Diocese of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is their website. I've known about them for a long time, quite beautiful. If you go to media and then chant, it should take you to different sources. There you can see, you can actually hear on their website and different CDs that they have. Most of these are going to have CDs. You might need to get yourself a CD player, take it off the CD so that you can hear it on your phone. By the way, a CD is a little metallic thing that you put in your car. Most people haven't even seen one of those. I haven't seen these in years, except for my daughter's 13-year-old car that has a CD player. It's the only one that we have. But that tells you that these are authentic people, that they don't have all the high tech, you know. So that tells you why, because they're out there praying for you, and that's why they're holy. So Our Lady of Clear Creek Abbey, support them. I think they have like about 30 monks, which is incredible. 55 monks, really amazing. Next one is a sister community of theirs, Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, emulating the hidden life of Mary as in the heart, as love in the heart of the church. They were made famous by Sister Wilhelmina. If you look at, they have a huge community. I visited them myself a couple of years ago when it was found out that her body was incorrupt. Absolutely incredible community. So where do you go here? You could look at all this stuff that they're doing, that they want to build. They want to build a large monastery. That's another thing. When you connect to these people, not only do you get authentic Gregorian chant, you can have masses said for your loved ones. You can pray for them. You can support these communities. You get tied into a community. It's not just an app. It's not just something you're listening to on YouTube. This is the real thing. So if you go to their gift shop and music CDs, there you can see all of them. You could buy all their CDs for $187 or just one or two. Now you could, another thing is once you know their names, you could search on YouTube, on the music app, on Spotify or something like that to see if they've uploaded anything. But now that you know their official name, you could search for their official music, and it's not just some AI generated stuff that's, it might sound good, but it is not as good. There's a difference. Next one, the Solemnis Abbey. So they, 1,000 years of history. Now, they are in France, and other communities come from them. So Benedictine monasteries, the way that they work, they're all independent, but then they will form another community. They kind of like father another community, and then that one becomes independent, but they trace their lineage. This one, ancient, extremely ancient. You go straight to Gregorian chant to their right here on their website, but you have to go to their shop, I believe, and there is where, when you go to their music. Now this is going to be shipped from France, so it could be old, but you see here CD since 1979, so they have a lot of different things here. Again, these websites, these are monks, not great websites. Don't expect great websites. That's how you know it's the real thing, because you have to search, kind of like in the olden days. For those of you that are older, this is what it reminds you of. It's not, can't Google this stuff. It's difficult to find. The next one from Spain, monasteriodeleire.com. Again, not the best website, but you could tell that this is an ancient monastery with a lot of history. They tell you that their hours, it tells you, you know, that they have the 9 hours that they pray. This tells you this is the real thing. This is what you want to see. And then let me see. For some of these, it could be difficult to find the thing that they have. Let me think. You go here, musica, which is music. You can get here, Gregorian chant. But this is another thing that you can learn their name and then look them up. They have two CDs, but they have other things that they have, like crosses, medals, perhaps. I don't know if these are blessed or not, but this is what this tells you. Is that you can get authentic products from authentic Gregorian, authentic Benedictine monks, the real stuff here. Next one, I believe this is in Canada, abbaye.ca, the Abbaye de Saint-Benoît du Lac. Beautiful, you can see their website, beautiful monastery in the middle of nowhere. That's what you want to see. Hard to find, hard to get to. It's authentic stuff. It's really great. That's how you know they're praying. They're praying for you. They're offering sacrifices. Here you go to some of their repertoire. Some of these you can change the language into English, but they'll have books, CDs. This one was a little bit difficult. You can go to their English website. I forgot exactly where it is that you find it. I think for this one, you have to actually call them to get CDs from their gift shop, because the products that they sell online are like cheeses, wines, things like that. That's how they support themselves. But you can learn about them and know that they do have products, and they do put out their music, but it's a little bit more difficult, but just so that you're aware of what they do. The next one is the Abbaye of Regina Laudis. This one is a little bit easier to find. This one is in Bethlehem, Connecticut. And you go to their video and their chant. And here it's a little bit easier. You go to Women in Chant. And then right here, you can see, right now it's right here directly. So video and chant, you can kind of play samples here. You can purchase it from Amazon. So some of these do have it available on Amazon. So this is a good example. Next one. This is one of the original ones. This is the Benedictines of Santo Domingo de Silos. This is a abbey in Spain. No idea where it is. That's what you want to know, because they're out there praying, doing penance for you. You go to their website. You go to CDs. And then they have several selections that are here. They may have other ones, but these are the monks de Santo Domingo de Silos. This is one of the monks that made Gregorian chant well known. So when you check this out, you can kind of go from there. Three more websites. Let's go. The next one, they are the Benedictines that run Benedictine College. Their mission is to glorify God by seeking Him through joyful self-sacrifice, embracing fully the monastic and apostolic ideals. That's what you want to hear when they talk about penance and self-sacrifice. You want to hear that. So because they are connected with the youth and with college students, they have a great website. This one's a little bit different. It's kind of more developed. But then, so here you go to media, and you can find that they have a YouTube channel along with a music sheet. You can stream monk music. So this one is probably one of the easiest ones. It wouldn't surprise me if they also had resources on YouTube, Spotify, something like that. One of these has that. So this is probably one of them. So this is kansasmonks.org, St. Benedict's Abbey, again, connected with Benedictine College. This one is a great resource for authentic stuff. Ninth one, this is one in France, Our Lady of Fontgombault Abbey. This is one of those that it's less of a good website, but it has a really long history, founded in 1091. So these are amazing, because you know that there's a lot of, if it's been around 1,000 years, they're doing something right. But if you go to back to the website, and then Sacred Art and Gregorian Chant, and then to records right here, you will see the records that they have. You can hear extracts. Some of them you can buy online. some of these, I don't know if it gives you like an MP3 or if you could look these up again, but you can see some of these resources here. But once you have the CD, you have it. It's yours, you know, kind of like how it used to be. Last one, and this is saving the best for last. So this is nooms.com. Complete Gregorian chant in the palm of your hand. Not only, so this is app on Apple and Google Play, whatever the other one that's called. Not only do you get the music, but you get the sheet music too. This is incredible. So when you, it's 7,000 hours of Gregorian chant. It's all of it, all the Gregorian chant from these two communities, the Abbey of Notre Dame, De Fidelité of Joux, Abbey Sainte-Madeleine du Barreau in the French province. So this is sung by original people. Really incredible. You do have to, you get like a free account, but, you have to pay monthly or an annual. This is the type of stuff. If you really want to nerd out on authentic stuff, where you get everything, then you may want to consider doing the yearly thing. With this one, just a free one, you get all the Latin text, translations in English, French, and German, 7,000 hours of recordings, all the liturgical stuff. This is pretty amazing. So you can probably play straight from the website. So this is really probably the most complete one. They have the structure of the Mass. It's pretty interesting and amazing. And then, so this is a very well-developed website. They have maybe some YouTube videos explaining exactly what this is. Here you get the history of the two communities. So one seems to be a female, one a male community. There you go. You can, I think, listen online. You can check this out. So anyway, 10 different authentic Gregorian chant communities, the real thing from consecrated men and women. So you want that spiritual protection? Here you go. I hope you enjoyed this. If you found this video helpful in any way, please subscribe, like this channel, like the video, and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.